From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The official portraits of former President Bill Clinton and his wife, Senator Hillary Clinton, were unveiled at the White House today. At the ceremony, President Bush paid tribute to his predecessor, calling Mr. Clinton a man of incredible energy and great personal appeal.
He showed a deep and far-ranging knowledge of public policy, a great compassion for people in need, and the forward-looking spirit that Americans like in a president. Bill Clinton could always see a better day ahead, and Americans knew he was working hard to bring that day closer.
For his part, Mr. Clinton thanked the artist, Simi Knox, a self-taught painter from Alabama, and he expressed nostalgia about his former home.
Mr. President, I had mixed feelings coming here today, and they were only confirmed by all those kind of generous things you said. Made me feel like I was a pickle stepping into history.
Mr. Clinton is on the verge of a book tour that will keep him reminiscing about his White House past. His memoirs hit the stores later this month. Then in November, the William J. Clinton Presidential Center and Park opens in Little Rock. The $165 million presidential library is the biggest private construction project Little Rock has ever seen. NPR's Greg Allen reports it's already transforming the city.
Real estate developer Rhett Tucker has lived in Little Rock his whole life and is involved in much of the redevelopment going on here now, especially in an area downtown bordering the Arkansas River.
10 years ago, this was a no man's land, the River Market District. There was a store that sold caskets, and that was about it.
What changed things was the announcement 7 years ago that Bill Clinton had decided to build his presidential library here in downtown Little Rock. Standing on the windswept roof of a new seven-story building, Tucker points out the sites in the city's newly revitalized River Market District, the river, the Clinton Library construction site, and several new projects, from restaurants to condos.
You'll see a couple of buildings that are not renovated. There are plans for those, and I think within 2 years, everything in that four-block strip will be developed.
Little Rock has never seen a bigger building boom. Over 10 years, there will be more than $1 billion of construction related in some way to the new presidential library and museum. The Clinton Library itself accounts for a big part of that. Its $165 million price tag is more than double what it cost to build the George Bush Presidential Library in College Station, Texas, 7 years ago. Skip Rutherford is president of the foundation that's building the new Clinton Library. He's unapologetic about the price tag or his ambitious plans for the library and for Little Rock. He says all the money is being raised from private donors, and he expects to have all $165 million in hand by the end of the year.
The Clinton Presidential Center and Park has totally changed the face of this city in a very positive way, and it has given a lot of people a lot of energy and hope and encouragement. Fighting urban sprawl, not only talking the talk, but walking the walk and making that kind of commitment, revitalizing the inner city. Those are the kinds of things that this center is doing, and, you know, we're proud of that.
Although it's still months from completion, the Clinton Library is already impressive. Its commanding presence clearly is visible from the interstate, a long glass and steel structure cantilevered over the Arkansas River. When finished, it will include a park, a playground, and a school of public service, bringing in speakers and offering graduate degrees. In all, the complex is expected to draw upwards of 300,000 visitors a year. And like the presidency of Bill Clinton himself, it's expected to be controversial.
These are the records, just like they come out of the White House. There's 630 tons of material out here.
At a warehouse several blocks away, Clinton Library Director David Alsobrook walks into an area that he calls the Indiana Jones Room. There are wooden crates piled high containing presidential gifts, books, and personal memorabilia from both the president and Senator Clinton. No matter how it portrays the Clinton presidency, Alsobrook says he knows the library will attract criticism. But he says that comes with the territory.
I think when they initially opened the LBJ Library down in Austin, Texas, there were a huge number of anti-war protesters around the site, ringing the site, and I think there was probably very little in that museum that dealt with the Vietnam War. You go to the Johnson Library now, it's a different scene altogether. They've addressed that issue, and it's there for everybody to see. So every presidential library goes through an evolutionary period.
Alsobrook, who previously directed the George Bush Presidential Library, says President and Senator Clinton and their staffs are closely involved in the design of the museum exhibits. He believes, like him, they want the museum to be as historically accurate as possible. On Bill Clinton's impeachment, for example, Alsobrook says it will definitely be a part of the museum and that he's already reviewed several designs for that exhibit.
I think within the next few weeks we'll probably have that as far as sign-offs on that part of the exhibit, it'll be there. But it's going to be proportional to all the other alcoves that are in the permanent museum exhibit gallery. I doubt that will please every Clinton critic, but we're definitely going to have a portion of the museum devoted to impeachment. There's no doubt about it.
Alsobrook won't say if or how many times Monica Lewinsky's name might be mentioned in the museum because he says that part of the exhibit is still evolving. But needless to say, there are many in Arkansas and elsewhere who are suspicious of an institution that they say could be used to burnish Bill Clinton's public image and, they suspect, to rewrite history. That's why Houston businessman Dick Erickson says he saw the need for a counter-Clinton library.
I strongly believed that it would not be a legitimate presidential center and library as such, but it would be more of a propaganda machine designed to get the Clintons back in the White House in 2008.
Erickson says the exhibits are already being prepared, but that he's still negotiating for a site for his museum in downtown Little Rock. Along with the Presidential Center and the counter-Clinton Library, there are plenty of other institutions hoping to benefit from the onslaught of tourism that's expected here. The Convention and Visitors Bureau has even put together a tour of President Clinton's Little Rock. Stop number 18 on the tour is what's billed as one of Clinton's favorite restaurants, Doe's Eat Place. On the Clinton wall, assistant manager Nick Rule points to a picture of Bill Clinton at Doe's wearing a University of Arkansas baseball cap.
When the Razorbacks were real good in basketball back in the mid-90s, and he watched one of their Final Four games here. Well, it was just quite a circus. It was lots of fun.
Lots of fun also describes the attitude now in Little Rock. Like many mid-sized cities, Little Rock's downtown has struggled as the city's population and businesses have been attracted by sprawling new development in the suburbs. The Clinton Presidential Library has helped turn that around. And no matter what people in Little Rock might think about Bill Clinton or his two terms in office, there's little disagreement about the benefits he's now bringing to the city. As Nick Rule of Doe's Eat Place says, it's all good. Greg Allen, NPR News.
You'll find a picture of President Clinton's newly unveiled official White House portrait at our website, npr.org.